Hello. You are listening to the All Things College podcast show with Dr. Lewis. I have missed you guys. Oh my God. Thanks for sticking by my side. Life has been lifing, but I still keep going. So let's talk. We're in the season of online classes, everything you need to know. And today I'm going to talk about posting, okay? So when you take an online class, you're going to be required to post. Usually a topic will be put out on the board, and you usually have to respond to that topic. And then you usually also have to respond to two of your online classmates and what they say. So I'm going to give you some tips on how to attack it, how to address it, how long it should be, what information should be included in this post, and why the posts are very important. And they don't seem like they count for much. Your syllabus will tell you how much they count for, but they can make the difference between an A or B in the class. So let's get into it. So speaking from my experience, the way that I post and try to attack this is I read the question very carefully, get my thoughts together, and I answer it. Usually, I don't just answer with a simple answer. I support it by literature, written text, right? I reference something, because in college, you should never just give your opinion. It should always be referenced. When it comes to academic writing, you want to reference. Where are you getting your information to even be able to even develop or create an opinion? You're getting it from your research. So you want to reference it. Sometimes the question or post that's being asked of you as the student to respond to is coming from one of your readings. So I would first try and make sure that you've read the material that it's related to. It won't always say that. Sometimes it's a trick question post to see if you've been doing your reading. It won't say, in your reading, it says. Now, some professors might do that, but others may not. They'll just ask you a question where if you haven't done the reading, it will look like it's just a generic question when it's really a question about the reading that should be completed for that particular week's post, okay? So you want to find information to support it. So I always say, do your response first. Complete your response first, right? Make sure you're answering the questions. Try to provide at least 2 to 3 examples of what you're saying. And you want to reference the material that you've read that supports your response. Okay? Then the next thing you want to do is find 2 people in your class to respond to. Review them. You don't have to pick the first person, not even the second person. Sometimes, I ain't gonna lie, y'all, when I'm feeling kind of like, I want to hurry up and get this done, I might pick the classmate who has similar views, because I have similar views and it allows me to really just hurry up and respond to them and say, yes, I agree with. But even in your response where you say, yes, I agree with, explain what part you agree with and also use and reference the text of which you formed your opinion in them and how you agree with them. Okay, you can use that same reference that you used in your post, and maybe you want to expound upon it in a very different way. So that's always good too. Okay, then if you want to go ahead and challenge yourself, okay, you can challenge yourself. And in your second post response to another student, you might want to respond to a student that you totally disagree with them on, okay? Maybe you want to challenge yourself and find another view of how to look at things. get them to look at it from your perspective, or you try to look at it from theirs, but you can present your opposing information, right? So in that case, you also want to review any type of evidence they may have presented, right? And then speak on that information they presented, whether you agree with them or not. Because a good post, again, always includes your answer, supported by text evidence, supported by at least 2 to 3 examples, okay? So that's how you want to go ahead and respond to your post, okay? And you should be able to collect easily the points allowed, the max of points allowed for that assignment. There's no reason why you should get under those points. Usually those points tend to be about 5 to 10 points per post, right? Per week, right? So make sure that you're doing that for every post. But again, check the syllabus to verify how many responses that your professor is looking for, okay? This is Dr. Lewis signing off, you guys, on the All Things College podcast show. Nice talking to you and connecting with you. Talk to you soon. Bye.